Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present Curtain Time! Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. It's a delightful summer evening, and the lobby is filled with gaily dressed theatergoers. And here, always present at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's the good word?
The good word, John, is that I'm sure you'll like tonight's romantic comedy. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, it's almost time for the curtain to rise, so let's glance at the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, a star tonight in The Belle of the Barbary Coast. Mr. Elders plays the part of Joe Collins, and Miss Sargent is heard as Lorelei Lang.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of The Belle of the Barbary Coast. It's evening, and a large car glides smoothly along a highway outside Hollywood. Inside the car are Beresford Swinby, a young attorney, and Lorelei Lang, a schoolteacher. These two are engaged, but at the moment, the course of true love has hit some pretty rocky going.
I hate to say this, Lorelei, but this is an imposition.
Oh, Barry.
Here I get tickets for a concert, and you insist on a drive in the country. You're also an hour late.
Barry, will you please stop nagging?
Well, I like that.
Well, just the same.
For all, you're a schoolteacher. Punctuality is something you're supposed to know about.
And I do,
of course,
but
I'm only your fiancé.
If you say another word, I'll scream.
Oh, well, I
don't you understand? I just had to get out of Hollywood for a little while.
You did? Why?
Because I want some peace and quiet. I have enough trouble without you nagging like an old woman.
Well, I like that. Trouble? What trouble?
Well, I've lost my job teaching. And that's not all.
Oh, my goodness.
The things that led up to it, well, I haven't mentioned them before because they're so crazy.
Really?
At first, I thought it might be a practical joke,
Lorelei, what are you talking about?
Look, Barry, you're a lawyer. Maybe you can figure it out.
Well, if you'll tell me what it is.
During the past few days, I received over a dozen phone calls and about 24 letters from women.
Go on.
They all accuse me of writing love letters to their husbands.
What?
And they threaten me with all kinds of terrible things.
Do you know these women?
I've never even heard of them. That's why it doesn't make sense. Why, just this morning,
yes?
The mother of one of my pupils went to Mr. Horton. He's the principal. And, oh, Barry, there was an awful scene.
Who was she, Lorelei? What'd she say?
She showed him a letter signed with my name.
And then?
She said I was trying to break up her home.
Oh, goodness.
Well, it would have been funny, except that I'm the only Lorelei Lang in the city directory.
Is that all?
Well, I resigned. What else could I do? After all, Mr. Horton believed her.
Well, this is fantastic, Lorelei. Let's pull up here and analyze the situation.
All right.
Now, this woman had a letter. She says you wrote to her husband.
Yes.
You didn't, of course.
Why, Beresford Swinby.
Now, Lorelei, you mustn't. Did you take a good look at that letter?
Well, I have it right here in my purse.
Well, let me see it.
I made them give it to me. Here.
Thank you. I'll just turn on the dashlight here.
Oh, Barry, it's not so much losing my job, but I've simply got to help Dad out with the payments on the ranch, and
well,
I'll
now, you can always marry me.
Well, Barry, you know
dear
that I
me, this is a disgusting letter.
Well, of course it is.
This postscript. Be sure to meet me at our old rendezvous, the Zenith Theater, 8th and Vine, on Tuesday night at 8:30. Lorelei, that may be a clue.
But how? This is Tuesday night.
Why, so it is. And, let's see, it's 7:45. Well, let's go.
But, Barry, where are we going?
Why, to the Zenith Theater, of course. Lorelei, I'll run this thing down, or I'm that Beresford K. Swinby, attorney at law.
Zenith Pictures, Publicity Department. Sorry, Mr. Collins is in conference. Zenith Pictures, Publicity Department. Joe Collins, I'm sorry, but Mr. Collins is tied up.
Come on, it's your deal, Joe.
Oh, look, Al, I've had enough.
Why, Mr. Collins.
Oh, I should know better than to play gin with you.
Now, how do you like that? Why, after that publicity job you did on the Marsh at Westburn picture they premiered last night, Rampoli will probably double your salary.
Oh, sure.
Maybe he'll give you a bonus, too. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Joe, that certainly was a great gag.
Uh-huh.
Writing passionate, perfumed letters to half the male population of Los Angeles County.
Not quite half.
Meet me at our rendezvous at the Zenith Theater, he says. Signed, Lorelei Lang. And what's more, you get away with it.
Yes, sir. Last night was the biggest premiere we ever had.
And the lousiest picture.
Well.
Tell me, Joe.
Hmm?
Why does Marsha Westburn always have to play the part of flaming youth?
Well, you astound me. In Lorelei Lang, she's a sweet, shy babe with safety pins in her sarong.
No kidding, Joe. Somebody ought to tell that dame she's been eating too much to be seen in a sarong.
Well, oh, excuse me. Joe Collins speaking. Oh, he does. Sure thing, I'll be right in. It's Rampole, and he wants to see me right away.
Well, now, what did I tell you? He wants to give you that bonus.
Mr. Rampole wants you should go right in, Mr. Collins.
Thanks, Olive.
Lorelei Lang's in there with him.
Huh? What did you say?
The housemaid. That's the name she gave.
Oh, but that's impossible.
Oh, maybe so, but she's in there. And you should see her.
Well, what do you mean?
She ain't no glamour puss, brother. Not with them horn-rimmed cheetahs and flat shoes. Come on in.
I will if I can make it.
And her lawyer's in there, too.
No.
Mr. Rampole, you say there was no malicious intent.
Not the least bit.
Nevertheless, you've ruined my client's reputation and her chances of earning her livelihood.
Exactly.
But what have you just let me...
Why, when Miss Lang arrived at the Zenith Theater last night and saw the name of Lorelei Lang in lights, trembled, the shock she suffered.
Please, Mr. Skinby. Swinby, sir.
You realize that my client is the author of numerous scholarly papers in the field of pedagogy? Don't you understand what this thing will
now
do?
Now, hold on. You can't come in here and hold us up for $20,000.
$20,000? Mr. Rampole, I'll have you
Do you go. Mean to tell me, Miss Lang, that you won't get your job back the minute the school authorities know that this was just a publicity stunt?
Miss Lang, we'd better go.
Yes, we'd better.
But, Miss Lang, if you just let me...
Good day, Mr. Rampole.
And remember, you'll hear from us.
Oh, look, Mr. Rampole.
Oh, Collins. So you finally decided to favor me with your presence.
Well, look, I've been standing over there by the door.
Is that so?
I was sort of in back of that hat tree. You see...
Collins, do you realize what's happened? Because of you and your crackpot ideas, they want $20,000.
I heard that.
Yes, and they'll get it, too. Unless a miracle happens.
Look, Mr. Rampole...
You look! You got us into this thing. Now you get us out of it.
Oh, gee, I wish I could.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can't. You saw what she looked like.
Yeah, not so good.
Then use your head. Show her Hollywood. Make love to her.
Now, wait a minute.
Collins, you've got to see that she drops this lawsuit. It's your only chance.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent. And now, John Waggle.
The next time you pick up a Snickers candy bar at your favorite candy counter, you will have truly delightful enjoyment in store for you. For with every bite, your teeth sink through a thick milk chocolate coating of the finest pure milk chocolate. A golden layer of the smoothest creamy caramel, packed with whole roasted peanuts. And a soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. It is this combination of milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanuts, and soft nougat that gives you that rare taste blend you can find only in a Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. The call for the second act of The Belle of the Barbary Coast, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Lorelei Lang, a Hollywood schoolteacher, lost her job because her name had been signed to love letters written to married men. Later, she discovered this was part of a publicity stunt Joe Collins thought up to promote a new picture.
And Joe was told that he must get his company out of this mess or else. Well, now, a few days later, Lorelei talks with Beresford Swinby, her fiancé and attorney.
Barry, I've been thinking things over.
Now, Lorelei, you just leave everything to me.
But they've offered to settle for $5,000.
Ah, that's merely loose change.
But I can't take advantage of them, even though I am entitled to some damage.
I should say you are.
Well, $5,000 is a lot of money, Barry. It's enough to tide Dad over for quite a while, and now that Mr. Horton's offered me my job back...
Lorelei, don't you realize that this is the biggest case of my career?
Well, of course,
Don't be selfish, my dear. Think of my future. Think of what winning a case like this will mean to me.
Oh, but Barry...
The name of Beresford Swinby will be in the public eye. It will also pull your father out of the red, and you and I can get married without the slightest financial worry.
Well, I suppose so.
Well, then.
Oh, I guess I'm just tired of all this wrangling. Really, those newspaper stories, and that silly picture of me in the papers, and that reporter who calls every day.
Reporter? Lorelei, I told you to refer all reporters to me.
Oh, but this one insists on seeing me personally.
He does?
Maybe he's not really a reporter, but he's some sort of writer. We saw it for a second out at Zenith.
What?
He says his name is Collins, and he keeps on sending flowers and candy.
Candy?
Well, he sent the candy you're eating.
Why? Oh, of all the underhanded. Lorelei, you haven't signed anything.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that. Honestly, I didn't think that stoop was sending a shyster.
Oh, but he's quite nice.
So he's already made a barefaced appeal to your feminine vanity.
Barry, don't you think it's time somebody has?
Why, Lorelei.
Oh, there's the door. If you'll excuse me,
Just a minute. I'll answer it.
Very well. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, but may I... Well, now, Mr. Swinby.
I beg your pardon?
My name's Collins.
Oh, Collins.
I saw you the other day in Rampole's office. Is Miss Lang in?
No. Let me tell you, I can see through this little game of yours.
Who is it, Barry?
Oh, so she is in. Well, if you'll just...
Miss Lang has nothing to say to you. If you wish to discuss the lawsuit...
Barry, please. I'm the judge of whom I'll see.
But, Lorelei...
Won't you come in, Mr. Collins?
Sure, I will.
The candy was very nice, Mr. Collins.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. I'm also glad you didn't think I was trying to soft soap you.
Think?
Won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks. Well, at least you're willing to talk to me, which is something you haven't been up till now.
Collins, what do you want?
Now, please, Barry,
Lorelei, I insist that you keep out of this. I know what this crook is up to.
Now, look here.
Barry?
All right, Lorelei. I'm only trying to protect you.
Look, Blackstone, you've got me all wrong.
Oh?
I didn't come here to talk about that lawsuit.
Well, then, Mr. Collins, what do you wish to see me about?
Well, Miss Lang, the publicity you've been getting from this lawsuit, together with your appearance and personality...
What's this leading to?
It's all been quite a build-up.
Oh, it has?
That is, it offers terrific possibilities. The possibility, for instance, of featuring you in a Zenith production.
What?
This is a barefaced trick.
It is not.
Now, please, Mr. Collins, go on.
Well, Miss Lang, I knew that such a thing never entered your head, but Zenith Pictures is prepared to invest in your youth, your talent, your sex appeal.
My what?
Good heavens.
I'm offering you a contract to work in Zenith Pictures, Miss Lang.
Oh, gosh.
Miss Lang is not interested.
Barry, I'll speak for myself.
But Lorelei...
I'll take that contract, Mr. Collins.
Have you gone crazy?
Well, suppose I have. It's a free country.
Very well. I'm leaving. When you come to your senses... Let me know.
You and he are engaged, aren't you?
Yes. That is, we were.
Collins, what do you mean you offered her a contract?
Well, Mr. Rampole,
But nobody said you could offer a contract. You must be crazy.
All right, so was Columbus.
How did Columbus get into this conversation?
Look, Mr. Rampole, did I say what kind of a contract I offered
no,
her?
No, but...
You were willing to settle for $5,000.
Yes, but...
Okay, give her a contract for 10 weeks at $50 a week and she'll be tickled silly.
Hey, now.
Yes, that's $500, which means that you save $4,500 and that ain't spinach.
You know, Collins, I think you've got something there. Maybe you're not so dumb after all.
I'll admit, Miss Lang, that 50 a week isn't much these days, but right now money isn't the important thing.
Oh, isn't it?
The important thing is to get a foothold.
But, Mr. Collins, there's nothing in this contract about the picture I'm supposed to do.
Oh, well, there wouldn't be, not yet. Now, if you'll just sign this paper releasing us from liability on that, publicity gag.
On one condition.
Hmm? What's that?
I'll sign that paper only if you'll add a clause to this contract.
Did you say a clause?
Yes. One that says Zenith Pictures will purchase the film rights of any book I choose at once.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I want to make sure that I like the part I'm going to play.
Oh, but Miss Lang, we can't make you a star overnight. Besides, you can't select the picture.
Oh, well, then it's all off.
Oh, now, hold on.
You can take this release back to Mr. Rampole, unsigned.
And you're going to continue the lawsuit?
I am.
Well, I suppose you have a part in mind, something like Scarlett O'Hara, perhaps?
Oh, no. Why not get hold of something published a long time ago? The movie rights would be cheap, and I can think of a book right now. It was a favorite of mine when I was in college.
No.
I am positive it would make an exciting picture.
What's the name of this, this book?
It's The Belle of the Barbary Coast.
The Belle of the...
Oh, you've never heard of it.
No, but...
The heroine, well, she isn't exactly an angel, but I've always longed to play the part of a wicked woman.
Look, let's be sensible about this. We don't even know whether you can act.
Oh, but I can.
You can?
I'm wonderful. Mr. Collins, what do you think I've been doing up to now?
Well,
I've been acting all my life. Why, just look at me. I'm your old school teacher, dripping with degrees and hiding from the world behind a mountain of respectability.
Well, I grant that.
Ah, but that isn't me. I mean, I.
No?
It's just a part I've played ever since I got out of school. And I'm sick of it.
Well, sure.
And now, here's the chance I dreamed about. Mr. Collins, I'm going to make the most of it.
Oh, gee, Miss
I insist that Zenith Pictures buy the Belle of the Barbary Coast for me. And then just what?
Boy, you sure know what you want.
I do, Mr. Collins.
Well, maybe you do have possibilities. Would you mind turning your face a little that way?
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Photogenic.
Oh, then you really do?
Miss Lang, we're going shopping and get you some new clothes.
Now?
Pronto. And can you see without those cheaters?
I can even read the fine print without them.
Come on, then. I'm going to take a chance.
But what about the Belle of the Barbary Coast?
Look, Lorelei, just leave everything to little Joe. You and I are going to go places.
The third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, here is John Weigel.
This summer, once again, candy lovers will find added enjoyment of summer outings in the taste of a Snickers candy bar. For a Snickers bar always means delightful satisfaction and enjoyment, no matter where you are or what you are doing. You begin to enjoy a Snickers bar the moment you first bite into that thick milk chocolate coating and taste the smooth layer of creamy golden caramel, crisp with whole roasted peanuts. Then at almost the same moment, you taste the rich nougat center that is delightfully soft and abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All blend together to make every enjoyable mouthful a truly thrilling taste treat. Right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
There's the call for the third act of The Belle of the Barbary Coast. Brought to you by the makers of Snickers. In order to pacify Lorelei Lang because of a publicity stunt he pulled that involved her, Joe Collins of Zenith Pictures signed the young schoolteacher to a movie contract. And she's taken it seriously, even insisting that a book, The Belle of the Barbary Coast, be bought for her first picture. But Joe has had an idea, too. And now, 3 weeks later, Lorelei and Joe are at a nightclub in the wee small hours.
Joe, I've simply got to go home.
Gee, it's only 3 a.m. We've got time for at least one more night spot.
But I'm dead tired. We've been to 5 clubs tonight already. And
sure, but...
Joe, for 3 weeks we've done nothing but go places.
That's the idea, Lorelei. Besides, you can rest up tomorrow at the races.
Oh, dear.
Look, baby, have you noticed how your name is creeping into more and more movie columns?
Well, yes,
that's
but...
it, sweetheart. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody. And here's another item, Mr. Rampole, from this morning's Head of Fiddler column. It's the third day straight that she's given Lang a flood.
Okay, what should I do? Give 3 cheers?
I'll settle for 1 little cheer.
Of all things, Collins, putting a story clause in her contract when she's absolutely unknown.
Oh, but Mr. Rampole...
And on top of it, you want me to rush into production. With this hunk of junk, $15,000 for a book nobody ever heard
but
of.
But the Belle of the Barbary Coast
all
is a great...
right, even if it is a great story. There's nothing in the contract that says that she's got to be in it. Why, if Hoffman ever finds out that I bought that book...
Look, Chief, have you seen the screen tests of Lang?
Collins, I'll grant that she's pretty. But Hollywood has more pretty faces
than... She's more than pretty, Mr. Rampole. She's beautiful.
I still
think... And her beauty's the kind that comes from within. Remember the first time you saw her?
I'll never forget it.
She was a drab-looking prim schoolteacher. But she was beautiful even then, because inside her there burned a fire that...
Collins! Please don't try your publicity campaigns on me.
But I'm just trying to tell you you've got a fortune in this girl and don't know it.
Is that so?
She's a natural for the Belle of the Barbary Coast.
She's no good. Besides, I've shown a story to Marcia Westburn and she won.
Oh, now, see here.
Beat it, Collins. Hello? Oh, Mr. Hoffman. Well, put him on.
Ah, the president of Zenith himself.
Mayor? Yes, I've seen them. Pretty terrible. Huh? You do? Well, that's what I was just going to say. They're terrific.
Hey, what's he talking about?
Oh, she's a natural, Mel. I said so the minute I laid eyes on her.
Is he talking about Lorelai?
Right. The minute I can get Miss Lang into the office, Mel.
Hey.
Don't mention it, Mel. Goodbye.
So Hoffman thinks Lang's great, huh?
He does, my boy, and so do I. I had you fooled there, didn't I?
Me? Why, Mr. Rampole, I knew how you felt all along.
Now, look, Collins. We're going to groom this Lang girl to step into Westbrook's shoes, see?
Well.
But I didn't tip you off before because I wanted to keep it quiet for a while.
What about the Belle of the Barbary Coast?
Well, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, start thinking about a publicity campaign for her.
Sure thing.
And bring her in the first thing in the morning. I'll have a new contract ready for her.
Joe, is this just one more nightclub solely for the purpose of exhibition?
Hardly. Why?
Oh, I just thought that... Well, when you called and said you wanted to talk things over, you might have had another reason for a change.
I have.
Oh?
For one thing, we're celebrating your new contract.
Are we?
Yep. When you sign on the dotted line tomorrow morning, you'll be on the way to big things. We're celebrating something else, too.
What?
My resignation from Zenith Pictures.
What? Why, Joe?
Oh, I haven't quit yet, but I will as soon as your contract is signed.
But aren't you happy at Zenith?
Now that you're on your way, Lorelai, I'm tickled pink. You're going to be a big star, but...
Yes, Joe.
Well, I never thought it would happen to me. Lorelai, I'm getting out before I get too crazy about you.
Oh, Joe, darling,
I know, sweetheart, but it's got to stop right now.
Oh, but...
I'm nuts about you, Lorelai. But I'm not the kind of guy who could stand to be known as Mr. Lorelei Lang.
Oh, Joe, dear, you know
I'll
that
I'll say I know, and that's the way it would be.
Oh, but that's so silly.
Not to me. And, Lorelei, I meant to bring this up, too. Why do you insist on doing the Belle of the Barbary Coast?
Oh, but why shouldn't I?
Oh, it will ruin you, honey.
Oh, no.
I went to bat for it only because it meant so much to you, but... Frankly, it's the worst tripe I ever read.
Why, Joe?
The heroine's just a ninth-rate vamp of the old school. Gee, I don't understand your taste at all. You were a school teacher with all those degrees.
Oh, Joe.
Are you laughing at me?
Oh, yes, dear, I am, because...
Okay, go ahead and laugh. See if I care. And, oh, come on, let's get out of here.
Morning, Mr. Collins.
Hello, Olive. Miss Lang here yet?
She's in Mr. Rampole's office. Gee, with them bags under your eyes, you should be a doctor. Didn't you sleep good last night?
There he is now. The genius.
Hello, Mr. Rampole. Hello, Lorelai.
Hello.
Collins, you've been working with Miss Lang for a whole month, and you didn't have any idea of what a fine she is.
Come again?
Mr. Rampole, I wish you wouldn't.
Did you know she wrote The Belle of the Barbary Coast?
What?
Yes, indeed. Miss Lang asks, she writes, perhaps she'd even direct. Why, she's a female Orson Welles.
Joe, I didn't want anybody to know that I wrote that terrible book.
Oh, now, such modesty.
I used a pen name, and the publisher promised to keep my name secret.
But why should it be a secret? It's wonderful. It's terrific. It's also box office.
Now, just a minute.
I was going to tell you, Joe, later. But the publishers now want to print a new movie edition,
Come, we're wasting time. Mr. Hoffman is waiting. There are reporters and photographers.
But, Mr. Rampole, for the last 15 minutes, I've been trying to tell you that I'm not signing any contract.
Oh, you've got to.
Oh, gee, Laura.
You don't have to quit on my account, Joe. I'm quitting first.
Hey, come back here.
Goodbye.
Lorelai, wait a minute.
Joe, where are you going?
What do you think?
Come back here. Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, wait a minute. You don't have to walk so fast.
Now, Joe, please. Let me alone.
Lorelei, if you never really wanted to work for Zenith, why did you...
I only wanted Zenith to buy my book. I needed the money.
You needed the... But...
Did you think you fooled me, Joe?
Why, I...
I knew you were trying to put one over on me when you offered me that contract at $50 a week.
Oh, but Lorelei...
But I just had to sell that book, bad as it is. And it seemed more honest than suing you.
But I wasn't trying to put anything over on you. Oh, sure, I was at first, but then I realized that you really had it.
Oh, really?
Lorelei, why did I engineer all this publicity? And now that you have sold your story and are all set to play the lead, why are you backing out?
Well, because
why
I...
Why this coy act all of a sudden?
It isn't an act. I just can't do it. I don't want to either.
Oh, gee, baby.
I let you do all those things because I just wanted to be around you.
You just wanted to... Honest?
I don't care a fig about Zenith Pictures. I've got a job.
Oh, but darling, you can't run out on me like this.
Well,
I've got another contract I thought you might consider.
Another contract?
A lifetime contract as Mrs. Joe Collins. Will you, Lorelei?
Oh, darling, yes.
Oh, gee, sweetheart.
Oh, Joe, you can't kiss me right here on the street.
Oh, I can't, huh? Well, honey, that's just where you're wrong.
The curtain falls on the last act of The Belle of the Barbary Coast, another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time stars Harry Elder as Joe Collins and Leonard Sargent as Lorelei Lang. Supporting players were Maurice Copeland, Geraldine Kay, Michael Romano, and George Caesar. The script was by Irvin Ash Kinesi. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Well, first, Pat, I'd like to pay tribute to the United Nations Charter, which is 2 years old this week.
I'm sure we all hope and pray for the success of the United Nations, Harry. What about next week's play?
Well, I'm a memory expert next Saturday, Pat.
And I'm the daughter of a wealthy patron of science.
Well, that sounds like an interesting combination.
Oh, it is. And the play's called But the Face is Familiar.
Well, we'll have to remember that one. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.